It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, June 20th, 2020. We have about a dozen vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we still have that difference in air pressure going on between here and southern Oregon and northern California. So high pressure here, low pressure there, so we can expect north winds until that changes as the atmosphere attempts to equalize the pressure between the two areas. So interesting to think about that. And high pressure will tend to flow towards low pressure. That high pressure system over us, over our area, weakens on Tuesday through Thursday, so the local wind direction may change tomorrow. We'll have to see how that goes. In today's forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect through this morning. North winds as high as 10 knots, rising to 10 to 15 in the afternoon, is what the forecast says. Wind waves from the north, 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart. Northwest swells 8 feet at 10 seconds apart. And patchy fog is in the forecast, probably earlier in the day. Well, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We've got one inbounder so far, 6 in our Astoria anchorages, and 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the ATB Vision. She's arriving from Anacortes, Washington, headed for Portland. She's carrying petroleum in her barge. An articulated tug and barge, as I've said many times, but in case you're new to the ship report, it's a tug and a barge attached together with a hydraulic pin system. So when you often see tugs towing barges or pushing them, this is a little bit different. The tug fits into a notch in the stern of the barge, and so they're both designed to fit together, and they can separate at the dock. And so it's kind of an easy way. An ATB can drop off its barge and pick up another one and go on its way. So it's kind of a newer technology in tug and barge technology. So she'll pass Astoria around 11:30 this morning, probably be in Portland by about 6:30 p.m. In our Astoria anchorage, we have, I don't think we have anybody at Rice Island right now, but in the waters off the downtown waterfront off Astoria, we have the Predator. She left for Longview at about 1 a.m., probably got there by about 4:30 in the morning. She's picking up wheat at the port of Longview. The Ibis Wind is headed for Kalama from Astoria's anchorage. She's going there to pick up wheat. She left about 6 a.m., so probably will be in Kalama by about 11 o'clock this morning. The Belle Plaine is headed for Portland to pick up potash at the port of Portland. Leaving around 11:30 p.m., she ought to be at the port up there in Portland by about 5:30 a.m. tomorrow. And we have 3 ships awaiting orders, the Carlino, the Palais, and the Tre Felice. In our outbounders, we have the African Lion leaving Kalama carrying corn, soy, or wheat. Leaving around noontime, passing Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. And the New Century One is leaving Portland carrying Toyotas. Leaving around 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. Well, today I want to talk with you about an unusual vessel and an unusual person who were both in Astoria this weekend at the port docks. First, the ship. She was easily visible to anyone who drove by the port over the weekend or went over the Astoria Megler Bridge this weekend. The cable ship Decisive was in town, moored temporarily at the Port of Astoria docks. She's a telecommunications cable-laying ship, which means that she and her crew go out to sea to install and maintain the undersea cables that make our international internet connections possible. So these ships are very important. We see them on the Columbia River fairly often. They're home. They're sort of, I guess, lay berth, you would call it. They stop. They sort of rent space at the shipyard at Swan Island, and they can come in there and change crews and get supplies. Sometimes the ships come here to Astoria to do similar things. And so the Decisive was here in Astoria this weekend. These ships are privately owned. They're very well maintained. They're very high-tech vessels that have the capability with GPS and computers to hover over geographical coordinates on the surface of the ocean and locate, install, and repair cables that are buried under the bottom of the sea. So she has remotely controlled undersea vehicles, submersibles that can go down and do repair and installation work. So very interesting and very unusual type of ship. I went aboard one in Portland a few years ago at the Swan Island area there, and it was quite impressive, as were the people on board, a really engaged, cohesive group of people. They really seemed to love their work and enjoy explaining it to visitors. It really seemed to me like a great place to work. Now, the Decisive was on the pilot schedule to head out to sea Sunday evening, so she's likely not there this morning. She'll be out at sea doing her work. And then there's the person who was on board. Some of you who are longtime Ship Report listeners and KMUN listeners may remember a young gal who was a student intern at the station in the early 2000s, an Astoria resident and an Astoria High School graduate eventually, Alicia Johnson. She's the daughter of Columbia River Bar pilot Captain Robert Johnson. Alicia interned in the news department at KMUN for a brief time, learning a little bit about radio reporting. She was just a very impressive person, even at such a young age, highly intelligent and very capable person. Well, she went on to follow in her dad's footsteps career-wise, and after graduating from the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point in New York in 2015, she's gone on to become a ship's officer. She contacted me late last week to let me know she was in town. Here's a little bit of our email conversation about her work. I am aboard as first officer, which is a position below the chief mate, but above the second mates. We sail with 7 deck officers and 7 engineers, and will leave Astoria with 64 people on board, or about 3 times the crew of most of the ships that people can see. That's because, in addition to the mariners on board, we also have a cable department and a submersibles department to assist with the installation operations. Professionally, I've been working for this company, Subcom, since I graduated from the Merchant Marine Academy in 2015, moving up from third mate to second mate, and have now been sailing first officer for about 2 years. I've installed or repaired cable systems in the Middle East, Far East, and the Pacific and Atlantic coasts of the U.S. The system that we're installing now is called Jupiter, which will connect the U.S. to the Philippines and Japan. As for COVID, and I had also asked her about a question about how they were handling COVID-19 risks on board her ship, and here's what she said. As for COVID-19, my company has been pretty good to us while maintaining smart precautions. We've been able to mostly continue crew changes on schedule, although for some of our ships overseas, that's less true. The way we've done crew changes is by conducting 2 weeks quarantine of on-signing crew. I did mine with a group of 39 people in a hotel in Baltimore within walking distance of the dock, with food provided for us and daily temperature checks. We're coming off that transit. Since we left, we've had Chesapeake Bay pilots, Panama Canal pilots, and we'll have Columbia River Bar pilots. Pilot associations are all requiring face coverings, minimal personnel on the bridge, and frequent cleanings. For the Panama Canal, you take line handlers in addition to pilots, and I believe the pilots and line handlers have to quarantine, and everyone wore face coverings while they were aboard. In the interim, other than continued daily wellness checks, things are relatively normal aboard the ship, but then each port call introduces new risk. We have some people quarantined in Portland who will be joining the ship on Sunday morning. Their first 5 days, they will wear masks on the ship and eat at separate times before being fully integrated into the rest of the crew. Everyone on board is glad to have a job, especially in the U.S., where we are all considered essential workers. And that is from an email that I received from First Officer Alicia Johnson, who is the daughter of Captain Robert Johnson, Columbia River Bar pilot. And boy, what a wonderful career for her, and I was so happy to hear from her. So wishing you smooth sailing, Alicia, out there in the big, wide blue ocean, and be happy to hear from you when you're back here again. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.